San Mauro Castelverde Castle offers an unrivaled 360-degree panoramic view, perched atop the eponymous mountain at about 1,100 meters above sea level. Contrary to what one might assume, it was neither a residence for Castellans nor the first urban settlement in the area. Setting aside legendary tales, the castle primarily served as a watchtower and defensive stronghold, overseeing the surrounding urban and territorial cluster. This is evidenced by fragments of tiles and bricks embedded in its walls, suggesting that materials from earlier demolished structures were repurposed in its construction. Originally, it was likely a castrum, a fully functional fortified complex featuring external control and defense towers, as well as protective outer walls similar to those at Colle della Maddalena and Colle San Marco. Its roughly rectangular layout measured about 45 by 25 to 30 meters, oriented east to west, and rose in multiple levels. Outside the perimeter, two semicircular towers were confirmed at the southwest corner and the center of the northern side, with a third, now mostly ruined, semicircular tower to the east. The fortress was surrounded by curtain walls and accessed via a ramp leading to a gate on the eastern side. In its heyday, Castrum Sancti Mauri must have been a true gem of ancient architecture. Many theories surround the castle's origins and purpose. Recent studies suggest it dates back to the Byzantine era or, at the latest, the late Swabian period, based on structural and layout similarities with other castles, such as Palermo's Castello a Mare. Yet, a popular but likely mistaken belief attributes the castle's construction to the Ventimiglia family, specifically to Countess Guerrea Creon of Geraci in 1196. Historical records show that in that year, she only commissioned restoration work on the towers at Colle Maddalena and Colle San Marco, as well as the founding of the Santa Maria di Altopiano Monastery in the area known as Badia. This legend stems from an apocryphal parchment said to have been found near the castle, which recounts that in 788, a disgraced Carolingian nobleman named Pietro Verde purchased a nearby forest and built his Castello Verde, maintaining good relations with the neighboring Calata on the same mountain. Pietro's son Diacinto, a keen mathematician and astrologer, saw his lineage cut short in 898 due to the Saracen occupation of Sicily, which led to the castle's destruction. While the authenticity of this document remains debated, the enduring legend is well known among locals and adds a touch of mystique to the castle's history, blending fact and folklore with a subtle smile at the courtly mysticism it has inspired. It's worth noting that the name Castelverde was officially appended to San Mauro in December 1862 during a municipal council meeting following the unification of Italy to distinguish it from 22 other towns sharing the same name. More recently, the castle grounds have been chosen by the cultural and musical association Le Remo as the setting for the crucifixion scene Golgotha in the sacred play known as Avisaria. Adjacent to the castle area stands the Church of San Nicola, called Santa Nicola in the local dialect. Tradition holds that it was founded by Diacinto Verde, Pietro's eldest son, between the 8th and 9th centuries, alongside the chapel of the ancient fortress. The church exhibits Byzantine influences from this period. According to La Rocca's description, the original structure featured two unequal naves, one larger than the other, separated by columns, of which only one capital remains, composed of four pieces forming three arches. This early church was destroyed by the devastating earthquake of January 9th and 11th, 1693, which also razed cities like Catania, Modica, Augusta, Noto, and Sicily. Rebuilt by local craftsmen under the guidance of Archpriest Dr. Don Francesco La Rocca, the church reopened for worship in 1699. Much of the material from the demolished church was reportedly used to repair the bell tower of the Church of San Mauro Abate, The bell tower originally housed two bells. One remains visible today on the new tower, while the smaller bell was sold to the Church of San Giorgio to help fund its construction. The earthquake of October 1967 caused the bell's supporting pillars to collapse, but they were promptly rebuilt. Today, the church presents a single rectangular nave, oriented differently from the original foundation. This is evident from the southern wall, where an apse, likely part of the old church, suggests that the main entrance was originally on the north side. The current entrance faces east, with the main altar positioned to the west, framed by a pointed arch portal. The ancient apse features a Byzantine fresco depicting the ascension of Christ, restored some years ago. A Latin inscription runs horizontally across the halos of the figures, partially legible and reading, Tatis aspicientes in caelum hic jes qui assemptus est vobis in cae. This likely references Acts 1:11. Men of Galilee, why do you stand looking into heaven? This Jesus, who has been taken up from you into heaven, will come in the same way as you saw him go into heaven. The halos once bore the names of the apostles, as indicated by fragments of letters such as R.T.O., Bartholomew, and P.H.L.U., Philip. The main altar once held a wooden statue of St. Nicholas, probably dating to around 1540, now preserved inside the Church of San Giorgio Martire. In the early 1980s, a restored Gothic Sienese polyptych was discovered in that church, depicting the Madonna and Child, St. Michael the Archangel, and St. Nicholas. It is currently housed in the Church of Santa Maria de Francis. A recent hypothesis, proposed during a visit by an architect from the Palermo Superintendency for Cultural Heritage, suggests that the north wall of the church might conceal additional frescoes hidden beneath layers of plaster, an intriguing possibility awaiting further investigation.